Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People, this is Jonathan for the Music Hype Beast podcast, coming to you live right now from the studios of 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially syndicated on iHeartRadio. Do me a favor, download the iHeartRadio app to your phone, TV, smart TV, or tablet, and type in 99.7 space The Heat, D-A-H-E-A-T, myself, and King K-O, that's K-X-N-G space K-O, on Instagram is at K-X-N GKO. Again, that's at KXNGKO on Instagram. Hailing from Boston, representing the whole world, though. We are co-hosting. He is my co-host today on the Music Hype Beast podcast. The topic we're talking about today is we're detailing the culture and the legal fallout of the Lil Durk arrest. That has been trending in news the past 3 weeks, all right? And the thing I love about King K.O., he's a recording artist, an entrepreneur, and a philanthropist. He has such a acute vision regarding life. He has a very unique lens that he sees through. I've written about this gentleman multiple times. Honor, super honored to have my brother, for real, on the Music Hype Beast podcast, making history. Just so everybody's aware, the Music Hype Beast is one of the top 200 podcasts on Apple. Please download the Apple Podcast app, click on Top Shows, select music category, and pull us up. You'll see the green logo in the top 200. King K.O., introduce yourself. Well, I just introduced you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yo, yo, yo. What's happening? What's happening? Shout out JP, Radio Pushers, Music Hype Beat. We going in. Yeah, it's a lot of crazy stuff happening in the music game this year. 2024 has been a roller coaster for sure.
Right, so we're going to tap into it, people. We got like 25, 30 minutes of just pure heat that we're about to get into. So, King K.O., Lil Durk, a month before he got arrested, he got a key to the city of Chicago. He converted over to Islam. He was donating a lot of money to charities. He was doing a lot of imaging work, public imaging work, PR-wise, sanitizing a lot of the drill music shrapnel that had been covering him for a long time. He still had a lot of coals that were simmering around him. Do you feel like with his arrest, and keep in mind, he was arrested at a Miami private airport strip, kind of like what Diddy was at an airport strip, but Diddy didn't get arrested. Diddy was actually, he could fly out of the country. And so could Durk, but he was arrested at this airport by the feds. So they knew of his moves. But do you feel like with the arrest with racketeering and a murder for hire plot that is on top of his head, he's facing two life sentences right now. Do you feel like all of that was a scam?
Do I feel like it was a scam?
Him doing all those changes the past month?
Nah, I actually don't. I feel like, okay, this might sound crazy what I'm about to say, but I've been following Durk for a while. Me and Durk's around the same age, so I remember when he first blew up and I used to watch him and be like, yo, this dude was like my age and he's living the life that I want to live as far as like success in music. So I've always been watching him. He's one of the smartest rappers that came out of Chicago, especially Chicago drill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to believe that he would be foolish enough to do what they said he's doing. I'm kind of hoping that he ain't really do it because it just sounds stupid for real. It's kind of hard to decipher people's slang, but it just sounds like a whole stupid move altogether. So it don't really sound like he would be that foolish. He's one of the smartest rappers we got out here, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, here's what I do know. Based on everything there, he's pleaded not guilty, and the people dead around him, obviously King Von was signed to his label, and got and was killed. And this was a retaliation situation. And the thing is, when you have people around you wearing wires and you're on wire taps, they actually had somebody in his crew, which makes it dangerous, which is why they didn't waste any time arresting him. And the thing is, when you have credit card receipts tied to a murder, it's kind of like the young guy, the Yo Gotti thing. When the guys got on the stand and said, hey, Big Juk paid us, which Big Juk is Yo Gotti's brother. And you know, Big Juk, his kid got killed, ironically again. But it all revolves around the same thing. Where there's smoke, there's fire. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying that when you look at all the elements and you listen to the lyrics and you see the moves with his OFTB crew, all of these things, all the dots connect back to him, King KL. And sadly, that is why he was arrested, because they knew he would flee. I mean, he was going to Italy. I mean, like, what are your thoughts on him going to Italy as well? You think that's coincidence? I'm just asking.
I don't think it's a coincidence, but I think that he probably knew that something was coming. The question is he guilty of the crime that they're accusing him of? I'm not really sure, but here's why, right? It just sounds too perfect. But what I will say is Lil Durk is Lil Durk, because there's a Big Durk.
Which part sounds too perfect? The part that he was running? I mean, what part?
Nah, what kind of sounds crazy to me is just the whole situation in general. Like, for an example, they're trying to say, he sent these people to do X, Y, and Z. But if they all accrue...
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one, with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what I'm saying? You really don't have to send nobody to do nothing when it comes to, like, retaliation. It's not really that hard, especially for somebody like who King Von was. It would be very easy for people to want to avenge him. I don't think anybody would have to pay anybody who knew him to retaliate or avenge him, because that's just Chicago life. They do that for free. They throw their lives away and kill people every day for nothing. So I don't know if they would have to be paid, but... And people everywhere do that, not just Chicago, but I'm just saying, like, Chicago has proliferated it, you know, in pop culture to show everybody that's what they own. But Lil Durk is Lil Durk because there's a Big Durk. Big Durk, who's his father, got a life sentence in the feds, and somehow he got out. And so I've seen it happen a lot where, yo, man, if you get out and your son's at that age, you know, sometimes they'll take your son, you know, if they can't have you. So I think Lil Durk said too much and did too much to make himself look a certain way, because they can't have his father, they want him. Am I saying he's completely innocent? I don't know, but I don't know if he's foolish enough to be guilty of the things he's accused of right now.
Okay, and I respect that, but let me read something to you from Newsweek.com, and I just want to correct myself. It's not OTB, it's OTF. That is only the family. That's Lil Durk's crew, label,
right.
Only the family. Yep. And this is what it says. It says that this is the situation that they're talking about right here. Hold on a second. I want to read this to you. I just added in the screen with white. It says that, read more. Okay. It says that they claim Lil Durk has a monetary bond on Rondo's life, Quando Rondo. They say that the hitmen allegedly used credit cards linked to OTF and Lil Durk to book one-way flights from Chicago to San Diego on August 18, 2022, as well as a hotel room at the Sheraton Universal Hotel in Universal City, California. Text message between Lil Durk and one of the alleged hitmen read, "Don't book no flights under no names involved with me," according to the complaint. Lil Durk also flew to California with Grant on a private plane on August 18. Later that day, Grant allegedly bought black ski masks for the hitmen to wear during the murder. Surveillance video allegedly captured Rondo and Robinson riding around town on the day of Robinson's murder in a black Escalade, being followed by a white Infiniti and a white BMW, allegedly carrying the hitman. Jones, Lindsay, and an unidentified third man allegedly opened fire on the Escalade, that's true, at a gas station, ran back to the Infiniti, and drove away. About 50 minutes later, King KO, after the shooting, surveillance video from an In-N-Out Burger in Los Angeles captured the co-conspirators at the restaurant. They went and got something to eat. Praise. A few hours later, Jones, Lindsay, Wilson, Houston, an unidentified co-conspirator, boarded a flight from San Diego to Chicago, booked with the same credit card linked to OTF and Lil Durk. The men were arrested in Chicago on October 24th. Under the arrest, the FBI received a tip that Lil Durk had booked two international flights, a one-way from Miami to Dubai, connecting through Doha, Qatar, scheduled to depart the evening of October 24th, and another one-way flight from Fort Lauderdale to Switzerland, connecting through New Jersey, also scheduled to leave that night. Lil Durk did not board either flight, and the FBI learned he was on a private plane departing from Miami to Italy that night. He was arrested at the Miami airport. Here's the thing I want to bring up, King K.O. It said that in a separate lawsuit filed earlier this month, Lil Durk is accused of being part of the August 2020 gang-related shooting that killed rapper FBG Duck. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
FBG Duck?
Yeah, Duck was fired, too. I don't take sides in the beef. I listened to Duck, too. It was messed up what happened to him. I don't take sides in the rapper beef and shit.
Okay.
Excuse my language, but yeah.
No, I got you. Yeah, don't worry. So he was shot in the Gold Coast by a group of masked men. Here's my thing, King K.O., and the reason why I wanted you on this podcast is because you are well aware of the streets. I don't mean in a negative way. I mean, you have a great understanding of culture, and that's why I respect you so much. Even though Lil Durk is innocent to proven guilty, why is he in this situation? With everything I just read, that's with credit card numbers, the whole nine, you know, texting people, don't put none on my name, wiretaps. Why is he even in this? Like, why is he, okay, King Von got killed, you upset, but why are you in this? Why is he so connected to the street guy? Like, Yo Gotti and his brother, allegedly, the guy said, Big Juke said he was going to pass 50,000, one game was 800. Big Juke is dead. Young Dolph is dead. Gotti is quiet. He's lawyered up big time. He's off the grid. I mean, it's the same. I'm just saying they're the same elements.
Very similar story, for sure.
Yeah, I'm saying, why are we here, though? Why is he here? He's worth millions of dollars. Like you said, I didn't know that. His dad beat a life sentence.
Yeah.
So that's
Big Dirt. Look up Big Dirt. You'll see the story.
Big Dirt. I'm going to look up Big Dirt right now.
Yeah, he just came home.
But with what you're saying right now, like, Big Dirt. Why is Lil Durk in this situation, considering everything that was?
Man, if I just had to say off the top of my head, man, for real, and I never met him. I don't know him. I never came across him at all. So I can be completely wrong. But just due to what I see from Chicago culture, man, he probably wants to go down in history as the biggest gangster in Chicago, bro. And this might solidify him. I don't know if he wants to go out like this in this way. But once again, what they're saying, it doesn't necessarily mean that he's the one that sent the message.
I agree.
Just because somebody has a card, it could be hundreds of people with cards from his business. And the thing is, this is one thing I know about the streets, though. It's like, that's why everybody that's getting recalled and getting called leaders, that's crazy to me. Because really, in the streets, you can't tell people nothing. If he was there with them and he said don't do it, they still really going to do it. You really can't control people for real. It's very few people that have control over hundreds and thousands of people. People do what they want. That's how they end up in the streets, because they don't want to listen. So, like, man, that could have just been them dudes crashing out and he couldn't do nothing about it.
Right.
It don't look like he's the one that could stop them. It looked like they look at him like, okay, you got a bag, but we really out here doing what we do. So when it's time for us to do what we do, like, he can't stop them. What's he going to do unless he's going to kill them?
Right.
They're crashing out.
And listen, I understand that, and you make a great defensive point. I mean, you sound like Johnny Cochran, respectfully, and just salute to the great Johnny Cochran. Here's the thing, though, right? They said on November the 8th, according to Vulture.com, King K.O., Lil Durk is facing two new felony counts and a murder for hire case. Now Durk has been charged alongside with his original conspiracy case with using interstate facilities to commit murder for hire and a firearm charge. Hey. In the new superseding indictment, prosecutors accused Durk of offering to pay members of his rap group, OTF, to kill Wando Rondo.
Man.
Durk, along with five other OTF defendants, faces a maximum sentence of life. I guess from you, and I want people to hear your voice, because you not only are you an entrepreneur, but you also are an artist, and I want people to know that. Make sure y'all follow King K.O. on Instagram, and his name on all music streaming sites is KXNG space K.O. Very simple. But unique is the culture of stupidity
yeah
and ignorance sprinkled with ego, and then marinated in broken family values.
Well,
now, I don't have children. I would never have children. I'm too old at this point, and that was never my passion. But I do mentor kids, young Black males. And if I had a kid that had made it, like Lil Durk, multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And my dad, who I still love, beat a life sentence, like you brought to the audience attention. There is no way I would literally have to harm my own child. You can interpret that how you want. I would harm my own child. I remember one time my dad and I got into a fight almost because he kept giving my brother money. My brother had a cocaine problem for 20 years and we almost fought. And I love my dad to my heart, but I was crying. I was so mad because, you know, but he told me outside, you don't get it because part of me is in that kid.
Yes.
And that was hit home for me because that was a real bar. So, but if you feel that way, why would you know what he's telling you everything? And he's telling his pop everything. There's no way his dad doesn't know what was going on. He should have stopped it, man. Because at the end of the day, the feds never run out of two things, John Gotti said, the late, great John Gotti, time and money.
Right.
They never run out. And they will open up an investigation. All they need is the green light from whoever's running the.
For sure.
So I'm asking you, like, with all that being said, why would he? We're going to lose Durk and we're going to lose. We're going to lose Durk. If this is true, we're going to lose Durk forever. No more music. He's only 32, by the way.
Yeah, he's still young. He's right where he wants to be in life. And now everything's getting taken away. If he is guilty of it, man, it's a. And I don't just mean in a court of law. I mean, only he knows in his heart if he really did this, man. If he did this, that was a crazy risk to take. Especially with the whole world watching like that, there was no way that you was going to get away with it. It wasn't worth the risk. But at the same time, the same fans that are calling him stupid were saying slide. Like, the fans just bigged all this
what
up. And I think he listened to the people too much, huh?
Can you define what slide means for people?
Man, you know, that basically telling him to get revenge.
Okay.
For what happened. You feel me? Like, without saying too much detail, but in whatever way, like, to get revenge, they're telling him to get revenge. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean to take somebody's life, but it means something happened to somebody who you claim to care about, and y'all was both out here like that, and now what you gonna do about it?
So, quick question. King Von was killed in Atlanta.
That's right.
And Quando Rondo is from where?
That's where he's from Georgia, but he's from Savannah, but he's still, from Atlanta, basically.
That's my point. So, so Quando Rondo and the Roberts and the guy who got killed, they were in L.A. when they got murdered.
Right. Well, yeah, Quando's still here, but they were, you know, his cousin got killed. Yeah.
Right. His cousin got killed because I remember he was crying on the sidewalk. That was so sad. I remember it was on TMZ. He was crying with the doors open. And it was when you hear a person cry from death, from somebody dying,
He was saying no, but like you could tell it came from the depths of his soul. Like he probably preferred it to be him. He wanted it to be him and not his cousin.
Yeah. And it's like it took a piece of him.
And let's talk about that. That's another messed up part about the streets. Like when you're ready to die, but then somebody who you love die and you can't even die. That's the worst part.
Wow.
Quando at that time was probably ready to die. And he thought that he was tough. Like, go ahead, God, take me. And then God took his cousin and made him live with it because it's possibly your fault. And now you got to live with that, bro. So now it's not just you. You can't just crash out because now your cousin might get smoked. Crazy. It's not even just you. It don't matter if you're ready to die right now because you're not dying, but your cousin is. Now that'll humble you, bro.
Yeah, that'll humble you. That'll humble you big time. I want to run something by you that this is a list of people. Eazy-E died on March 26, 1995. Tupac died on September 13, 1996. B.I.G. died on March 9th, 1997. Big L died on February 15th, 1999.
Wow.
Big Pun died February the 7th, 2000. DJ Screw died November 16th.
Heavy hitters, damn.
Aaliyah died August 25th, 2001. Lefi died April 25th, 2002. Jam Master J died October 30th, 2002. Sabotage died January 24th, 2003. Camouflage died May 19th. 2003, Half a Mil died October 22nd, 2003. Soulja Slim, you know him, died November 26th, 2003. Mac Dre died November 1st, 2004.
Damn, these are all heavy hitters. Half, man, you just, every year we lost somebody great.
ODB died November 13, 2004. Blade Icewell, I'm not familiar with him. He's from Detroit, Michigan. He died April 19, 2005. Jay Dilla, the late, great Jay Dilla, died in L.A. February 10, 2006. Proof, we know Proof is April 11, 2006. Big Hawk died in Texas May 1st, 2006. Big Mo died October 14, 2017. Pimp C died December 4th, the day Jay-Z was born. 2007, Static Major died February 25th, 2008. Dollar died May 18th, 2009. Guru, my goodness, from New York, died April 19th.
Nah, Guru was technically from Boston, but he moves to New York and got love. He was from Boston, bro. Long live Guru.
I'm glad you cleared that up. People, Guru from Boston, my mistake, King K.O.
Nah, but he got mad love in New York and ended up, like, that's just what happened. New York rocked with him and they supported him. And so he got love from them and he gave them love back. But he was basically from New York by way of Boston, man. Long live Guru.
Right. So Nate Dogg died March 15th, 2011. Heavy D died, I don't know this, after Nate Dogg, November the 8th, 2011. The Fat died June 7th, 2012. La Jojo died September 4th, 2012. Who are some people that you may know? Let's go. Chinx Drugs died May
17th, 2015. Damn. That was 10 years ago?
Yeah. Bankroll Fresh died March the 4th, 2016. Shawty Lowe died September 21st, 2016. FBG Brick died July 17th out of Chicago, 2017. Prodigy died July 20th, 2017. Fredo Santana, you remember him from Steve Harvey show. He died. No, that wasn't him. That was Merlo. Fredo Santana.
Santana's another Chicago rapper. He came up with Chief Keef and all them. Like, that was Chief Keef's cousin. You know, he didn't have a lot of, like, music, but like, the streets rock with him. The streets love Fredo. So when he died, it was kind of heavy for people.
March 12, 2018, XXX died June 18, 2018. That's crazy. Even
he died on June 18th. That's scary.
And then listen, Mac Miller died September 7th, overdose, allegedly, 2018. Nipsey Hussle, March 31st, 2019.
Long live Nipsey Hussle. The Juice legend
WRLD,
great.
Juice WRLD, December 8th. 2019, Pop Smoke, February 19, 2020. I can go on and on. Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing. When we're talking about these deaths, and there's a long list. I don't want to depress people listening, but there's a cycle here, and we're going to have part two of this, not today, but we're going to do part two. We'll probably do part two in LA, and we'll probably do part two on camera, but because I got an extra hour at the mansion. But here's the thing. There have been only there's over 25 males that have died since Eazy-E. Over 25. So all of that creative blood drained out of hip hop. That's a cold bar right there. And when you lose so much blood, you can't live. Your blood count get too low. You hemorrhage and you die. And to me, that's what's wrong with hip hop is people have continued. Nobody learned from nothing. And money doesn't make you invincible. Money doesn't make you hard. Money doesn't make you unstoppable. Common sense does. And right now, from Puffy to Yo, all these guys, if they just use common sense and say, you know what? I have my limits. This will get me locked up. Let me not do it. But everybody thinks they're ABL, above the law. And it breaks my heart when I see people. XXX was shopping for a BMW. He was buying an X8. He gets in the car and they gun him down. He's being trailed. No big time security around, just his homeboys. Nipsey Hussle went to pick up his boy from prison in the drive time phantom, drove back to the Marathon store, talking to everybody. Didn't have his big J Rock with him like he always does. He gets gunned down. Man, go to the car, come back, shoot him, and then shoot him enough. He say some words. He's dead. You can't get so close that you can't see. You agree with that, King Cam?
Absolutely, but I feel like that's a problem with our culture. Like, what you just said was so layered, for sure. Like, number one, when you get to a certain level, you should have security. And that's something that comes with the pride and ego of where we come from, because we equate security to police, and we don't want to be associated with that. But as you can see, some of the most successful artists, like, look at 50 Cent. He's from the streets. He stayed with, you know, the right security, and people try to clown him, but now he's on his way to being a billionaire. This is the same guy who almost didn't make it. He almost passed away getting shot, and nobody would have cared. Nobody would have known what he would have became. So when we're talking about, and yeah, but on the flip side though, right? our culture is messed up. I was just talking to my bro about this. Like, yo, we the only culture where it's like we feel like we could just kill anybody, bro. Like, there's no respect, no regard. There's no reason why it was okay for somebody to touch somebody like Nipsey. Like, let me not even be specific, but somebody like Nipsey should have been untouchable regardless of who had a problem. There should have been a way to solve the problem, or you just would have had to eat it. What this person is doing for the community in another group, Nipsey would have been untouchable. But because he was a part of our group, we feel like we could just kill anybody. And it just shows, because all those people were killed by somebody that was like, dog, you ain't nobody. And I'll show you. Somebody that probably didn't get anything for it. Like the people that did what they did to PNB Rock. They probably got a couple $1,000s to take somebody's life, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody that was feeding many people is like, we taking ourselves out. So, I mean, that's why a lot of people don't want to associate with us sometimes. But these are the people that we let represent us, because the people that's really making moves ain't always on the internet. They in the real world doing stuff. So all the world sees is the people that got time to post every day.
Yeah. And just like PNB Rock, you know, I was telling you, he got killed, you know, at Roscoe Chicken and Waffles. We'll be there, you know, we'll be there in 48 hours, so to speak. But, you know, like, they said an employee tipped them off. So it goes deep in L.A. Like, when you make it to a level of financial status and notoriety, Ralph Lauren can move around. Nobody's going to bother him. He's an older white billionaire, like 94 years old, 92 years old. Nobody's going to bother him. The CEO of Complex, he can go through L.A. Nobody's going to bother him unless, you know, and don't get me wrong, they get robbed too. CEO.
But when your face is the brand, it's something different, right?
That's what I'm saying. When your face is the brand, you got to move. Like you can move through L.A. is no problem. It's only when you go in certain areas you can get, because they know you when you're a visitor. Like, you ain't know that. So, but you're not going to just go to Compton on a late night. You're not going to be crazy to do that, because that's not your block. You know, you're going to stay in the tourist spots. That's what you need.
Well, if I want to be in the hood, I could just stay home. But I do got people out there. I will go out and see my people, but I'm not just going to be walking around trying to explore. That's crazy. And I wouldn't recommend anybody do that anyway. I wouldn't recommend you do that in my city either if you don't know nobody. Like,
right.
I ain't tripping. I'm checking in with my people. What's up? What's going on, man? Has anything changed? Is there somewhere I shouldn't be going? I need to know.
Right. And that's the whole difference with the whole situation. The fact that, you know, people, you know, all these examples, and just in conclusion, all of these people that we lost, that were lost to senseless violence, like PNB Rock, I mean, you know, when you're winning that much jewelry and you know that you are a target in that way, there is a level of expectation that you have for your own life that you have to look at. Because if you do not do it that way, you are doing yourself a disservice, because you have children. You have a whole life to live. And it's sad that you forget that. And if anything could have been different with the situations with like a Nipsey, PNB, right? Even with Pac, you know, you just beat somebody up, a gang member, and you know he's affiliated gangs. Let's just jump in the car with no vest and drive down the street. I mean, now it sounds crazy. Like, where's the defense? Why are you all in the car by yourself? Why isn't there in a convoy? Why are you got to keep your senses out? But everybody thinks they're invincible, like I said earlier. So I can do whatever. And that invincibility is gone. Because if it would have been different, hey, look, man, you're going to travel Wolfpack style. Let's get some dummy beamers. Let's switch up cars. Let's put on the vest. Do this and that. Bro, you got to put on the vest. I don't care. One thing, because, you know, we just retaliated. Now they're going to retaliate. It's like everybody awareness get low because of ego. So I want to say this about the Dirk thing, and then I'm done with it. But because I want to do part two in L.A., I think that's timing. And we need to talk about Nip. But to me, it's sad that somebody 32 years old, I think he has 5 kids.
Yeah.
And it's a possibility he just traded places with his dad.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it at that.
A lot of people ain't seeing that, man. That's the worst part. I know that breaks his father, you know, that breaks his father's heart, man.
That's why I said it, man.
That's crazy.
That's why I say it's a shame, man, that he trading places with his pops.
He ain't even peeped the game. They just want him. He could be innocent, but he just, the way it look,
he
is crazy.
He could be innocent. And he could not have done nothing. But right now, that don't matter.
Yeah. In a court of public opinion, he looked real guilty, and it's messed up, man.
Same thing with Yo Gotti. I mean, you so quiet now, but hey, man, chickens come home to roost. I mean, I hope he didn't do nothing, but it doesn't look like that's not the case. It looked like you have to do with it. what we gonna see? Everything, you know what I'm saying? But he's real quiet right now. I mean, you don't see him out nowhere. You
I think people now see how much Memphis loved Young Dolph, though, because now it's much, like, bro. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
The
for
people
sure.
out there love him so much. It's like, even, you know, they just want somebody to pay. And it's like, it was the same thing with Nipsey. They just, you know, you just want somebody to pay anybody,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, and I was talking to Drummer Boy about that, too, just the other day, man. So, it's all good. King KO, man, great job today on the podcast, man.
For sure, fam. You know how we rock.
33 minutes in, man. Hey, look. We got to do, hey, listen, we're going to do it in L.A. Like I said, we'll get together. Call me when you land, and we'll do it. We're going to do it Saturday at the mansion and stuff like that. We'll get there a little bit early and everything right there. Hold on one second. We're going to do this live on there. Reminisce, what's up? I'm on live right now with King KO, bro. You good? Okay. So King KO, he at the Marathon store now.
That's what's up. Tell him TMC. Know
yeah,
that.
Hey. So Reminisce said, what's happening, man? Kim
what's happening? What
podcast with King KO right now. Yeah, so they got the black one. I can't wear a medium, bro. You see anything 2X in there? Shoot me a screenshot. I'll send you a cash out, but I need 2X or something fly. Give me a 2X shirt, anything Marathon. All right? Appreciate it. People, King KO, follow him on Instagram at KXNGKO and on all streaming sites, stream his music. Tell everybody about your latest record you got.
Hey, man, the latest record, King KO Delta 200, Blue Hunnids, the second installment of the King KO series with some great music on there like Equal Exchange, Outkast, Talk to Me Nice, check out my workout, you know how we coming, Radio Pushes, Underground Compound, yeah.
All right, he heavy, Glitch of the Matrix, still one of the top records on 99.7 Heat Miami, so make sure y'all go request that. We're on iHeartRadio, 99.7 Heat Miami. King KO, don't forget to hit that red button to leave. Appreciate it, King. See you in 24 hours, brother.
Peace, bro. Y'all take care.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.